This is Jeff J. Brown, founder of China Rising Radio Sinoland, Seek Truth from Facts Foundation, and the China Writers Group, as well as co-founder and curator of the Bioweapon Truth Commission. Today's interesting and somewhat sordid podcast article is entitled Top-Level Chinese Children's Textbook Artist Busted for Publishing Western Wokist Materials. I've reported on this for years. Termites in the Woodwork. You can see I have two articles here in the that I've already published, one back in 2020 titled The Fight for China's Communist Socialist Soul Rages On in Its Textbooks and on All Its Social Media. And then the next one in 2022, China Writers Group discussion thread, Toxic Textbooks Sound Ideological Security Alarm from Infiltration. And then today, 2024, I'd like to thank Zhao Da Shui on Twitter, who brought to my attention the current case of the former dean of the School of Design of the Central Academy of Fine Arts has been busted. I mean, the Central Academy is, you know, right up there. I mean, that's way up there in the hierarchy, and he got busted. And first off, you're going to be asking, well, how can this happen? Well, this can happen because first off, in the 1980s and 90s, after the Mao era, which was mean and clean, during the Deng Xiaoping era, they opened the floodgates to Western pop culture. And so we were there in the 1990s, and they had reruns of, you know, Friends and Dallas and Baywatch and Miami Vice and Roseanne and Seinfeld, and, you know, trashy movies, you know, what my good friend and colleague Wei Ling Chua and the China Writers Group likes to call tittytainment. And as not only did the government let in all of these trashy movies and trashy they're not trashy, but for traditional conservative Chinese culture, they are very, very trashy. Any movie that comes into China that has a sex scene in is cut out, and all you're going to see is a warm embrace and maybe a couple falling on the bed, and that's it. The rest is cut out. So the Chinese are socially conservative, and they do not like tittytainment, and they do not like erotic sex. Especially wokist materials being foisted on their children. And the reason they were able to get into the textbooks is George Soros and all kinds of, I mean, thousands. There were, before they passed the foreign NGO control law in 2020, there were 7,500 foreign NGOs in China, and the government admittedly did not know what the hell they were doing. Many of those were, you know, Western, you know, NED, you know, National Endowment for Democracy, Subversive, George Soros type NGOs, and they were, you know, polluting ministries and, you know, planting, you know, termites in the woodwork to subvert Chinese culture. And that's what these two articles that I did earlier were about. This guy got busted because he was working with the Henan, H-E-N-A-N. He was working with Henan province. That's another thing you're asking, why is this able to happen? Is because in China, there is no national curriculum. They are at the provincial level because obviously Muslims in Tibet and, Muslims in Xinjiang and Buddhists in Tibet have different values that they want to portray in their textbooks for their children than say someone from, you know, Guangdong, where Shenzhen is, or Beijing or Shanghai or in the interior in a smaller province. So there, these books are published at the provincial level. So there's no real national control, and it's just thanks. And again, as I pointed out in my two articles in 2020 and 2022, it's parents who come forward and start complaining. It ripples through the social media, and then the people get the books are, you know, the people get caught, get busted, but they're in there. They're you know, four years on, and they are still termites in the woodwork. Trying to pollute the minds of Chinese children with Western wokist pedophile type materials. After my two articles here, I have a video. It's in Chinese, but it's 2.5 minutes long. But it is a video for parents to share with their children to be vigilant for perverted textbooks. And so it shows these two. It shows, you know, like, you know, animal characters talking about it and describing that, showing pictures of the girls with their panties and, you know, showing and boys with their penises, not exposed, but you can see their penises inside their pants and that kind of stuff. I have that for you. Then there is an article with an image of perverted textbooks, and I have that one for you. Different ones. And then what's really fascinating is there is actually a website called Honest and Upright. That's what they actually call Xi Jinping, is Honest and Upright. Qinglian is what it is in Chinese, or Free from Corruption website. And it also has an article about the textbook scandal. And just imagine, here is a website in China called Honest and Upright or Free from Corruption, and they just expose corruption all over China whenever they find it, to keep remind people, be vigilant, be careful, etc. And so just a few pictures. There's one, the first one, number one, is she's called Rabbit Girl, sporting the kerchief of the Communist Youth League, and not in school uniform, and looking like Jodie Foster's character Iris, the child prostitute in the movie Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro. Really, you know, really, really trashy, very pedophilic. Then in the next one, there's in a math book, there's a boy in a sexy pose with his tongue seductively sticking out. The hand symbol on the left is not an abnormal. It is the sign for the number six. This is six in Chinese. Six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Again, sporting the Communist Youth League kerchief is doubly offensive for the Chinese people. Then in the next one, there's a montage of different drawings, textbooks showing boys' penises, augmented in the picture, sticking out of their pants, and then one even has an erection, a child with an erection, very pedophilic. And then in the lower right hand corner of that montage, it shows a girl trying to grab a boy's member. Then there's one here where it shows a girl, you know, playing jump rope, and she's exposing her panties, you know, so you can see her panties as her dress, you know, flips up, you know, in the wind. And then finally, in the last one, there's a couple of repeats, but there's a one of a girl holding a phallic-like object. It's actually like a shawl or something that she's got over her shoulder, but the way she's grabbing it, it's hard to see, but they drew it so that it looks like a penis sticking up out of her hand. And then down in the lower right-hand panel, a cartoon, it shows a boy grabbing a girl's breast from behind. These are kids. I mean, these are like grade school kids. And then another boy, you know, lifting up the skirt of a girl at school. So, really awful. And then I have Zhao Deshui's Childish Ways X tweet. And then I have an article I found in Chinese, and you're welcome to, I translated it in AI, about Song Xiewei, this professor of the Central Academy of Fine Arts, who has been taken down, and I did an AI translation. If you have 5 minutes, it's just interesting to see how the Chinese, you know, approach probity, honesty, corruption, perversion, etc. Just the whole the way the language is definitely not something you see in the United States or anywhere in the West for that matter. And in that article, not only was the Central Academy of Fine Arts former dean taken down, but they even go in and identify three other educators who were taken down, but not for perversion, but for just corruption, bribery, influence, etc. I've done a previous post about corruption control in China. No other country that I know of, except China is doing this, except Vietnam. I think that when Xi Jinping has visited the premier and the president and the party secretary in Vietnam, Vietnam realized that if the country was going to continue to advance, and if the people were going to continue to have confidence in the government, they had to clean up corruption. And so a couple of years ago they started doing it, and they're taking down some big figures in Vietnam, and so they're playing the same card as China for the long term benefit of the people and maintaining the good management that the Communist Party of Vietnam offers the people. So it doesn't matter how good you are if you're surrounded by maggots and termites and thieves and knaves and pedophiles. Your government is not going to last very long, although they're continuing to last in the West, and that's the way it is there. I thought this was just very interesting that this is still on, you know, it's still a problem. Clearly back for 20, well, really up until 2012 when Xi Jinping got into, when he was elected president. So it was going on for 30 years, and it really up until they passed the foreign NGO law in 2020. So it was going on for almost 40 years. Western cultural perversion was being injected into education in China, with the hopes of undermining the country, overthrowing the Chinese Communist Party, installing a slut like all the leaders in the West, South Korea, Bongbong, Marcos in the Philippines, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So enjoy reading these old articles. They really are, especially the one with the China Writers Group discussion, where various members of the group responded to something that I had posted. And the video is fun. That is for the children if you got a couple of minutes. And then, of course, checking out these images show just how un-Chinese and offensive these kind of textbooks are for the Chinese people, the parents and the children. This is Jeff J. Brown signing out. Thank you and have a wonderful day.